Today's daf is Masechet Brachot Daf Chaf. The second mission, today's daf discusses the halach of a bal keri, a person who has a seminal emission and has an impure status requiring a trip to the mikvah. This person is permitted to be meharher the Kriya Shema, to contemplate the words of the Kriya Shema in his heart with the accompanying brachos. Tosos points out on the spot that even the blessings, even the brachos themselves of Kriya Shema may not be recited through Hirhur because the blessings are rabbinic in nature, while Kriya Shema is biblical. This point of Tosos touches on one of the fundamental elements of the first three prakim and Masechus Brachos in discussing the laws of Kriya Shema. Perhaps it just seems obvious to us, who's studying through all these dapim, that Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min Torah, its weight, its significance, all the halachos, where it is in the tefillah, where it is in our lives, where it stands. But in fact, the status, quote-unquote, of Kriya Shema and halacha is hotly debated already in the Gemara, in tomorrow's daf by Shmuel, Rabbi Eliezer. Of course, the nafka mina, the great halachic ramification of whether or not Kriya Shema is rabbinical in nature or biblical in nature would be in a case where one is unsure whether or not they have recited Kriya Shema. Would they be required to repeat the Shema? So this would hinge on the status of Kriya Shema. If we hold like many of the Rishonim, among them Tosfos and Bava Kama Pezayin, Sota Lamed Beis, Menachos, other places, the Rambam, and Sefer Mitzos, Mitzvah number 10, and others, the Kriya Shema is Doraisa, then one would need to repeat Shema. One would need to go back or repeat Shema. It's Doraisa. You have to say it every day if you're not sure. Same thing we have with Birkas HaMazon and other mitzvahs that are Doraisa, to repeat them if we're not sure. In the case of Safek Doraisa L'chumra. While a minority, the Rishonim, held that it's Midrabanan, and no repetition would be necessary in the case of Safek. Lamaisa, we paskin Shulchan Aruch Siman Tzemach Zayin or Chaim, we paskin Kriya Shema is Doraisa, and one would need to repeat. Question is, how much of the Kriya Shema needs to be repeated? Seems to be three different opinions in the poskim and commentaries on this question. Sefer Achinuch, mitzvah number 420, the Rashba on Ardaf in the Chidushim, says only the first pasuk. And the reason being, as they say, it incorporates, of course, we know Kabbalah's Olmachus Shemaim. Second approach, Shagasari also has an opinion, it's a reading of the Rambam. Second approach, which is Rashi on tomorrow's Daf, Rabbeinu Yonah in the back of the Gemaras, and another reading of the Rambam, that it's entire first paragraph of Kriya Shema, which has more to do with the Bartabam and other points that they make over there. The third opinion, so Pri Chadash, which is also a reading of the Rambam, so three different readings in the Rambam, say that in fact it's the first two paragraphs that are Doraisa and would need to repeat the first two paragraphs. All agree that the third paragraph of Vayomer would not be included in this. Nevertheless, This is a debate. There's a wonderful connection to the earlier part of the daf and the discussion of the Mishnah, the earlier Mishnah on the daf, that women are patur in Kriya Shema because it's a time-bound mitzvah. In the Rishalmi, if you look in the Rishalmi, there's a different reason given for the patur, and that's linked to the words of the pasuk v'limadatem otam b'neichem, which the Gemara in Kiddushin learns b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem, that a father is not obligated to teach his daughter Torah. So we see that the Yerushalmi emphasizes the nature of Kriya Shema is more of a Talmud Torah oriented mitzvah. And the Torah is commanding us to study this specific passage twice daily, whereas the Bavli views Kriya Shema as a function of Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemaim. In fact, another beautiful piece from Avasher Weiss in the Sefer on Dvarim Siman Yud, he quotes Gemara Shabbos Yod Aleph, which says that Rashbi, Shem Baruch Hai, and his holy Chabura studied Torah nonstop. They wouldn't stop learning for Tefillah, which means Shemona Esrei, but they would stop their learning for Kriya Shema. Whereas if you look in the same story, but the version is in the Yerushalmi, and another place, it quotes that Rabbi Shem Baruch Hai wouldn't even stop for Kriya Shema. And the Gemara says over there, Zeh Shinun v'Zeh Shinun. They're both experiences of Torah learning, so we don't stop one for the other. So whether we focus on the aspect of Kabbalah Sol Machus Shemaim, or we focus on Shema as an expression of Talmud Torah, ultimately we have the opportunity twice daily to strengthen our personal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the vehicle of Shema.